Now, I'm very pleased today to be joined by local author and historian Julian Wyber for the start of a new series looking at the Kings of Essex. So welcome back to Phoenix FM, Julian.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, we're delighted to see you. Now, perhaps the logical thing with a new series is to start by going back to the very beginnings of the Kingdom of Essex, and indeed what happened before that. What century are we talking about? How did the kingdom come about?
Well, the kingdom started in the 6th century, but the origins of it go back to the beginning of the 5th century. But I'd like to begin just a little before that, because I suspect that a number of your listeners simply won't be aware of the origins of the place they live in, either because they weren't born or raised here, or because they weren't taught it at school, and indeed, they're still not.
Don't think any of us were taught it at school.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it wasn't on my syllabus when I was at school. The mythical history of Essex actually begins with a man called Brutus, or Brut, who allegedly founded the Kingdom of Britain and was the first king of Britain. And we're talking about prehistory now. Mm. And he, supposedly, was the great-grandson of Aeneas from Troy.
Now and that's news to me.
Yep. And in the diaspora from Troy, Aeneas and his followers, he picked up a couple of other groups, landed here. Again, mythically, it was supposed to be at Totnes he landed, but and there is, in fact, a Brutus stone there.
Really?
Yep. If you go down there, you'll see the Brutus stone with which he's said to have founded the Kingdom of Britain. And, of course, he gave his name to Britain from Brut. And then settled in this part of the country. And you may remember from your school days that the tribe that lived here when Julius Caesar arrived was called the Trinovantes. Do you remember that name, the Trinovantes?
Truthfully, I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, all right, if you look in your history books, you'll find still that it's the Trinovantes.
Right.
And that is the name, well, Troia Nova, corrupted, so New Troy. And its capital was allegedly, again, at Colchester. And because you may know that the figure on the top of the town hall in Colchester is St. Helena.
Right.
And the legend of that is supposedly because the Emperor Constantine's mother was Helena from York and Christianity and so on and so forth. But in fact, the Romans may well have been capitalizing on an already existing cult of worshipping Helen of Troy.
Well, well, well.
So you get that sort of connection there, and then they built on that,
yeah.
And it was easy just to convert it into Helena. But the Romans, of course, left in the year 410, and it's at that point that everyone in Britain starts to worry, because how are they going to protect themselves?
Absolutely. Okay, well, and that's where you're going next time, is it?
It is indeed, yep.
All right, we look forward to that. Thank you very much.